USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a ban on military-style assault weapons will save lives. The House is expected to take up a ban later on Friday. If it clears the House, the bill faces long odds in the 50-50 Senate. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. Regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone.
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Flooding is causing havoc in Kentucky.
Mudslides, swollen rivers, downed trees, and homes being washed away. Monsoonal moisture stretching across the country Thursday night brought Kentucky pain and suffering. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This is an ongoing disaster that continues to put people in danger. Our death toll is growing, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Herschel Walker is bringing some big-time political firepower to his bid to win a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. The Republican speaking alongside former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich at an event near Atlanta.
I think this is probably the most important Senate race in the country because I think Herschel Walker will do more to change and energize the Senate than any other candidate I know of.
One of the many races people are watching in a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov Friday, during which Blinken says he discussed a notable U.S. proposed prisoner exchange designed to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner, as well as Paul Whelan, who is accused of spying by Russia, home.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking a trip to Asia as the world watches for her possible stop in Taiwan. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin Mike Gallagher says the United States needs to stand its ground.
It is a mess, I grant you that, but we just can't be intimidated by the Chinese Communist Party.
Will Smith is offering an on-camera apology to Chris Rock Friday in a YouTube video for slapping Rock on stage at the 2022 Academy Awards.
I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out.
The video was titled, It's Been a Minute. Smith resigned from the Academy following the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.